said they'd let us know when it's done.
Okay, let's begin. We're at number shear number five. If I'm not mistaken, shear number five, what number? I think shear number five, number what?
12.
Okay, let's go. Yes, we're at 12. How do the Gemara be Mazer according to Ben Bagba? There's no Simfon Bavadim. Let's go. So the Gemara says the following. Gemara says there is no concept of Simfon Bavadim. How you doing, Dov? There's a sheet 6.
I just have to leave by 12:30.
Okay, whatever you got to do.
Sorry.
Where's all the shear sixes? Here. There they are. Okay, let's begin. So what does Gemara mean to say? What do you have, exam?
Review class.
Okay. So Gemara says, Beferish, it says that there's no Simfon Bavadim. We're on number, shear number 512. Do you have 5?
Yeah.
Okay. So how does Rashi, how does the Gemara Ma'azir, Poshup Shad Gemara, why according to Yochanan Bagan, there's no Simfon Bavadim? Gemara says like this. Well, let's think of different scenarios. If it's mumim shebakalui, if it's overt mumim, then the guy sees it. So obviously if he bought it, it's good. If it's mumim shebaseser, if they're, and we said that does not mean internal, we made a mistake, Pinchas and Ben corrected us, it means under the shirt. What does he make a difference? As long as he can work. Loch baslet. And then the third scenario is maybe zagana for a kubi yustus. It's good. Allah lamais, because we know that what? We know that we say that it's good, halacha l'maisa. Says Yigio. You should have known that the Avadim are listim, are ganavon kubiustuses. And then the last one is that it's a listim mizui. Maybe it's an armed robber or he's supposed to be killed by the government. Well, that also people know about him. There's a call that goes out. So no matter how you slice, you can't have simfon b'avadim. That's how the Gemara says it b'feirish. Okay, good. That's the Gemara. That's number 12. 13.
I saw in the footnotes in the. And this sugya and ksubas, it says that it could be mumin shebaseser, it could be actual like mumin, but it just we assume mumin, that
internal ones
not,
like
yeah,
we said
internal ones, but we assume that
who said that
it was in the masifta. I think
that was against what you said.
Yeah,
right.
I know, but yeah, but it was saying that we could assume any mumin that's not evident is not going to prevent it from working, so it doesn't care because you could have an internal mumin that doesn't prevent it from working.
Right.
That's what I think.
But we said there might be an internal moon that, you know.
So
the
so
assumption is that as long as he's able to work.
So we're assuming that any moon that's not readily discernible is not going to prevent him from working.
Right.
That's the getter.
Is that true, though? But I mean, a guy has a heart problem will stop him from working.
So I was assuming that you would notice it.
How's he going to notice his heart thing? That's why you guys, that's why you said it means under the shirt. Doesn't mean internal. Masifting Subis, you looked?
Yeah, I think it was
alternative. Oh, you have to show me. I think I find that difficult because you can have internal ones that'll stop from working. That was our old time.
It'll be known by like they'll have documentation.
They'll have what, notation of it. Okay, it could be. All right, you show me inside. But the Pashup Shad is, I think Yisrael Bracha learned like you that it was what it was under the shirt, right? Remember Yisrael Bracha said that.
Yeah.
Okay, that answers number 12. 13. According to Mahalach of Ravina, what's in the Kudas Amachlokes between Abai Bag and Rehuda and Meseir? Pashup Shad. What's in the Kudus of Machloikas? Everyone agrees according to Ravina that Rusa Bas Yisrael can eat Shurim Midiraisim and Rabbana cannot. What's the reason? Machloikas is as follows. According to Yochum Ben Bagat, it's because of Simfon. According to Rabbi Yudim Meser, it's because of Shema Tishka Lacha Lachaisa Kol Shal Truma. Meaning the Sheet of who? Sheet of Hula. That's the Kudus of Machloikas. Everyone agrees it's Mutim and Atara. Everyone agrees it's Asim and Rabbana. Shaila is why it's Asim and Rabbana. Whereas according to Nachmar Yitzchak yesterday, what was in the Kudus of Machloikas? According to what? According to Ben Bagbag, was not Mutim in Atayra. According to Yudim Meser, it was Mutim, but it was just Asim in Rabbonim. Okay, that's 13. 14.
Ben Bagbag learns Ami Diraisa from the Kal Vachomer.
Ben Bagbag learns it out either from Kinni Kasper or the Kal Vachomer. Poshup Shad is, we said it was the Kal Vachomer. Poshup Shad. Mefshup Shitole, right? Could be either or Lamais. It seems from the Gemara it's the Kal Vachomer, but it could also be Kinni Kasper. Either or Lamaisa, but he holds Minatarim. Mefshep Shitale. He got the Lashon and Poshup Shad in the Gemara. Is that he held to the Kavakor? Could be also Kenny Kaspel, one or the other. Could be both. Either or. Okay. If you have a Posik, you have a Kavakor, what do you need a Posik for? Okay. No says the Kantar Makasa Lakrop. Still, you might be both. Okay, 14. That's 13. We got 13, 14. Let's go. What, according to Rashi, what are the three nafkaminas between Simfon and Ula? Pashup Shat. What are the three nafkaminas? Let's go. According to Rashi, Masar. I'm sorry, Kibel. Kibel is where he's Makabal. He doesn't care about if there's a moon. So if you hold Simfon, it's fine. It's a good Nisuan. If you hold Ula, you still have a problem. Because by Erison, she's still by her father. She might feed her brothers and sisters. What's the nafkamina about Masar? Masar means what? Most of the Fav to the Shluchi Abal, or Shehocho Shluchi Av with the Shluchi Abal. And they're on the Derech. So Simfon there is, because he hasn't checked her yet, but there's no problem of Ula because you're out of the house. Okay? We're Medayik Derech Aga from Rashi, he holds it against the Rambam, because Rambam said he fed the father. Rashi doesn't, he's not concerned about feeding the father. Okay? And then the third Nafkamina is we said that, that's what Masar is. And what is Holoch? Okay, so all those three. So again, Kibel, if you hold Simfon, she could eat. If you hold Ula, you cannot eat. The other two nafkaminas are flipped. What are the other two nafkaminas? The other two nafkaminas are flipped that there's Simfon, there is, but there is no problem of what? There is no problem of Ula. Okay? That's according to Rashi. It's 14, 15. How does Tosas Mazmin nafkaminas be Gemara? Let's get it. How does Tosus Mazmin Nafkaminas in the Gemara? So Tosus says like this, okay? Tosus combines, he has one, and then he combines two and three. Kibel is Pashut, same thing as Rashi. You Mekabel upon yourself, the movement don't bother you. So if you hold Simfon, what's it then? No problem. Because you Mekabel, if you hold Ula, it's still a problem, so you can't eat it. But Tosus combines Masar V'Holach together. What was the case? The father was Masar the Shluchi Abal, and he went with them. So if he went with them, it's not their curse to check if the father's around. Yes? But if it's a Ula, Ula's not a problem because you're out of the house. So you still have Simfon as a problem, but Ula, you don't have a problem. In Echanami, according to Taisis, if the father doesn't go with, then in Echanami, we're not kosher with Simfon because it's a Shluchim checker. Remember we said that? Okay. That answers number one. That's Taisis in our Sugya. Dirmasko Kibo Masar V'Holach. Okay. That answers number 15. 16. How does a Rashba, Mazmin, and Nafkaminas, Bigamar? We had all three permutations. He combines all three cases together. The Rashba says, Kibel, Masval is all one case. What's Kibel? Kibel has nothing to do with Mekabel Mumin. It's the father's Mekabel Kedushin. Umiyadi gives her the Shlicha Abal, and they leave. So there's no Chashash of Ula because they get out of the house. There's still a Chashash of Simfon because they didn't have time to check her. And therefore, she can't eat until she gets to the base of Abal. Yes? Who else said this according to the Rashba? Who else says this according to Rashba? The Shita Lo Nono Lemi said in the name of the Ravid, okay? But he was bothered by that. The Shita Lo Nono Lemi asked on the Ravid, he said, why does the Gemara emphasize the Shluchim left? The Iker thing is that after the Kedushin, the father gave over. Right? As long as the father gave over to Shluchim, there's no Chashash in Rosh Hamatishka. Why does the Gemara emphasize that the fact they left right away? Shemiyad Hochli Moem. You want to get the Iker is to get her out of what? Get her out of the father's house. So the Avnei Miluim answered by saying what? It was Mazda arriving in a different way. The father's muscle shluchi abal umiyad halach lo lebeso. The father went home. The word halach is not going on the shluchi abal; it's going on the father. The father left immediately and went home. Therefore, there's no chash hashem v'tishka is bnei beso. Therefore, she eats truma halach lo maisa, and that answers the kasha of the shita lo no lemi. Because if he didn't leave immediately, shuv lo tuchos she can't eat truma. Because once you say Kevich and Nesra Shahachas, once you're usher one time, it continues vital. But there never was a time that it was usher. Therefore, the Gemara's Magdish Miyad after the Kedushin, the Shluchim went with the Bas, and the father went home. There was never a time where they had usher. That seems to be assuming, we said, like a little bit like the Rambam, they're worried about the father. Seems to be. Worry about the father would be hanging around a little bit. Maybe you're concerned that what? Or maybe the father would feed other people. I don't know. It seemed to be assuming that the father would be a problem if he's around. That would seem to echo a little bit like the Rambam. So I want you guys to get that, because it really turns out to be now four pshatim, Lamais. So we didn't get to the Ri yet, but in total. So you have the Rashba, the Shita Lo Nami in the Ravid, and then we have the Kasha of the Shita Lo Nami on the Ravid, that the word, why is the Magdish, the Shluchim, the father gets out of there. So after the Malun. What you say?
The kasha is that why
does Gemara emphasize that the shluchim leave? We don't care about the shluchim leave. We care about the father getting out of there. That's the ikker. After the Kedushin, the father gives over the Shlucha HaBaal, and then he's not around anymore. Not that the Shlucha HaBaal leave right away. If the father's with me, he's still going to have a problem. So the Teretz is, says, the Halach means on the father. Please get that. Okay, so according to this, Kibbol is different, and Halach is different. Remember that? We stressed that? And you have three permutations ready. 1-2-1, 1-2-3, that's Rashi. Tosis 1-2-3, and what is Rashba? One separate. What's Rashba? 1-2-3 together. And we're pointing out that Kibbol and Halach is different according to that variation of that Shita Lenotel Mi in the Raivin.
What does putting them all one case do again?
What'd you say?
What does putting them all together do again for the Rashba?
Doesn't. That's just how he learns Pshat in the Gemara.
But now, what's going to be the Nafkaminas?
The Nafkamina is the Nafkamina Halach Lamais is that there's no problem of Ula, but there's a problem of Simfon. Because they didn't have time to check her. There's no problem of Ula, but there's a problem of Simfon. Right? But I'm just saying that the Shita Lenotel Mi asked the Kasha on the Rav and said the same as a Rashba, and therefore the Kasha was, why is the Gemara's Baal Shluchav? The stress should be the father getting out of there. So Terence is, Avdun says, hold on, stop going on that father. The father got out of there. There never was a time that the father was around. I'm just saying that Lemaisa, the father being around seems to pose a problem. So I'm saying that might echo a little bit the Rambam that the issue might be feeding the father to as well. Okay? Fine. Dan answers 16. 17. Ben, you got it?
Mm-hmm.
17. How does the Riyan Ksubas, Tavlan Ches, Ma'azbel, and Afkemina, La'apech, Meshitas, Riba, Gemara, Shalana? Okay? What does Tosfos Ksubas say? B'shem the Ripum Fakir of Tosfos by us. I'm sorry, Pum Fakir of Rashi by us. What does he say? He says that in the case of Masar, it's an individual case, you say Pum Fakir. Simfon's not a problem. Why? Because the Shluch HaBaal check it right away when they leave the father. But the Chashash of Ula is Kayim. Why? Because they're Gedolim. And they're even though they're not Kohanim, they'll feed her. She'll feed them on the way.
So that's not concerning them. So that means
you see the word about a Gadol feeding, yes. Yeah. Pum Fakir to Rashi. Rashi will never have concern about that.
Zmavish
Luh Lehepech. What'd you say? Miri, yeah, the Miri said also that there were Choshesh. Well, Miri said to the father, yeah, we're not worried about it. Correct. Well said. Okay, so that answers number what? 17. 18. What's the Machlokes Rashi Rebbe Ben Chanan Lagabi Kubiyustis? Let's get it. What's the Machlokes Rashi Ben Chanan Lagabi Kubiyustis, David? Rashi defines Kubiyustis as being a kidnapper. Ben Chananel says it's being a gambler. You got it? Adam, what's a kubiustus from the word kubia? So Rashi says it means a kidnapper. Ben Chananel says it means a gambler. That's 18. 19. What does Tosfos ask from the Gemara and Bechayrus on Rashi? What does the Ritva add a kasha on? And what does Tosfos Babasi ask on Rashi? The Gemara and Bechayrus, according to Rashi, what is kubiustus? What is kubiustus according to Rashi? Excellent, a kidnapper. So the Gemara and Bechayrus has a whole story there that there was this... the terrible guy, Roman king, Roman emperor. And the Roman emperor asked Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai once, he said, Moshe Rabbeinu collected the shkolim, and the shkolim they brought in was less. So what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu? Is he a ganef? Is he a kubiustus? Or is he not a good accountant? So if you tell me that kubiustus is a kidnapper, it doesn't fit in well at all. That's the kasha, Lomai said, Rashi, Tosfos asks in Rashi from the Gemara Bechayrus. What is the Ritva add on?
What was the second day? When he collected it, it was a certain...
Wasn't, it was less money.
And
so you want to know where the money went.
Less money than when?
What did you say?
Less money than when he...
Than when they collected it. The money that he gave to the Gizbar was less. Okay. So what happened to the money? He's accusing him of copping something. Yeah. So that's the Kasha Tezes. What does the Ritva add on? The Ritva adds on the following. He says, Lamaisa, if Rashi was right, Halacha Lamaisa, yeah? If Rashi was right, that it was meant going into Fosos, isn't that included in Muchtav L'Malchus? So why did the Gemara have to, you know, bring a separate case of going into Fosos? Should be included already in what? Should be included already in Muchtav L'Malchus. Mestama, that's a guy that's Muchtav L'Malchus. I want to kill him. Plus the fact, how does the word kubiustus equal kidnapping? It means a cube. Cube fits better a gambler. What'd you say?
That was a Ritva also, right?
That was a Ritva also, correct. So that's the kashas of the Ritva. What does Tosfos add on in Baba Basra? Tosfos adds on a kasha in Baba Basra. What does it say in Baba Basra? It says, Lamaisa, in Baba Basra, if you find an Eved, a Kubiustus, what's the din? What's the din if he's a god of a Kubiustus? It's not a Mekach Tos, right? Why is it not a Mekach Tos? So you're going to tell me, could we use this as our going to fossils? All of them are kidnappers? I can understand all of them are gamblers, but all of them are kidnappers? Very hard to imagine. So those are all the kashas we had on what we had on Rashi.
What was that last part?
Yeah, the Gemara said Betheirush over there that if you find Evidah Kubiustus, what did it say? Higio, right?
Yeah.
It says Higio, and the Gemara says it has to do with a Rove. Because Rove of Adam are what? Are Ganovim.
Yeah.
So Rove of Adam are gamblers, that makes sense. But Rove Ganovim are not kidnappers. Kidnappers is kind of like a fancy type of thing. You know
didn't
what
it
mean?
Only say that about Ganovim? It didn't say that about Kubiustus?
What do you mean? No, it said, no, the Gemara's kasha over there in Baba Basra. The Gemara in Baba Basra asks Akasha on Rav from Rov. It asks on the Reisha. That Reisha of Igu. That Reisha is talking about Ghana for Kubiustus. So all Rov of Adam are kidnappers? Hard to imagine. Gamblers I can hear. Okay, that's 19. Number 20. Okay? Last one, number 20 and number sheer number 5. How do we answer Rashi? How does Rashi answer the Gemara Mecharis and the Kasha of the Ritva? So the Gemara in Bukhairis, Toises and Chulin already answers for Rashi. And Sadi Alpha Mizmaskul Biustus. He says that the phrase was relating to the first question. Okay? There's two questions he asked me. He said there's money missing, and there's also in your account, in your census, there were people missing. So Toises and Chulin says that the Bitui was referring to the original question that the Kutri Kisar and Tafsar asked him. Lamaisa. The first question was actually about the people. The second question was about the gelt. So therefore, he was answering them one at a time. And what he said to him is that even though this bitu is after the question about the money, it was kind of like answering a rishon rishon malachron akron. And therefore, the bottom line is, as he said, it makes sense. Halach lamaisa. So lamaisa, the teretz is as follows, according to. What he said to him is that basically you're a ganim nefashos on the levim, okay? So it's a ganim nefashos fits on the people. That's one answer we said, okay? Because you're missing in the census. What happened to 300 extra people? Number two shot we pointed out is that this bitui is used after he asked the question about minin hashkalim, but he let him finish all the questions, and arishon rishon he said you're ganim nefashos the levim. That's what the Taisa Rush answers well in our sugya. So that's the mahalak that we said to answer up the kasha of Rashi. Okay? Not Rashi, of the Gemara Mechayis, Taisa Mechayis. How do you answer the kasha of the Ritva? So how do we say that? You remember?
Did we give another answer also? We
said So how do you answer the kasha of the Ritva? What'd you say? We gave another answer that Shkolim are in place of what?
People.
Correct. That's another answer that we gave.
Who is that?
Okay? That's what Tosfos says in Baba Basra, that the Shkolim are keneged Yisrael. So when you shkil the Shkolim, you're also giving Gonav Nefashos. Okay? Okay, now how do we answer the Kasha, the Ritva? So we answer the Kasha, the Ritva, by saying the following. It's very possible to say that, right? Shita Megubetzis and Ksubis says B'Shem Rashi Madura Kama Dafka Listim Azim are Fursum L'Chol Olam, and then who finds him, you'll kill him. Muktav L'Malchus, who is Nechnal Misa, that's a Mekachtos. But Kubiustus, maybe he's talking about a case where he wasn't Nitpas L'Malchus yet. You follow me? The government hadn't yet caught him. So therefore, he can answer the Gemara's. That's the reason why the Gemara distinctly distinguished between Gonev Nefashos by itself and the rest of Muktav L'Malchus. Muktav L'Malchus is like it's Mefursum, armed robber. List of Mazunes before some Muchtalamalkas, he's a mass murderer, the government has already caught him. But Gubiustus, he hasn't yet been caught. So that's how we want to answer Shidim Gubetz, it says, B'Shem the Rimadura Kam. Okay, we got it? Very good. Okay, that answers number what? Number 20. Let's go to Shir 6, number 1. Okay? Let's go, guys. Okay. Shir 6, number 1. What is Tysus and Dafyud Aleph from an Aleph? Dirumasko ad shalim on the Gemara Shalano. What does Tosfos ask? Tosfos asks, you know what? How on earth can our Gemara mention Ula here? The Mishnah Achrona says Beferish in the Gemara and Ksubis that she doesn't eat Begizman until you're in the Kanas Lechupa. That's the Mishnah Achrona. So if that's the Mishnah Achrona holds Simfon. You have to mamish get to the Chupa. Right? Begizman, he can't eat. So why is our Gemara mentioning Ula? That's Tosfos' clear kasha. Okay, that answers number one. Number two. Bless you. What's the Teretz Rishon of Tosfos? Teretz Rishon Atos is a genius answer. That's the Tekanis L'chuppah is Lav Davka. It means that Shagiyah's man. Heavens and most of Giyah's man is a chuppah, but it doesn't have to, that literally mean chuppah. So that's how you fit in Ulam. That's number one. That's number two. Number three, what's the Teretz of Ramosh Narvona? The Teretz of Ramosh Narvona is as follows. Ramosh Narvona says that Tekanis L'chuppah means Davka. But it runs as follows. There was a Gzeirah made of Ulah. Once they made a Gzeirah of Ulah, then they extended it by Stansimphon. So Ulah asks up to Giyazman. But the Giyazman told the Chuppah you should be able to eat because she's out of the house. Miach and Makam by Giyazman. So once they made a Gzeirah of Ulah, then they extended it to ask her to the Chuppah based on Simphon. Simphon could not have been enacted, Lamais, on its own because Rov women don't have blemishes. So since Rov women don't have blemishes, there's no way they would have made the Gzeirah. As an extension, they can make the Gzeirah. In fact, some of Agirsa's Toys says both. And therefore, it works out good. Levisa Nicha. Period. Remember, said Levisa Nicha? And therefore, what it fits out very good. Okay. That's the Teretz of Ramosh Narvona. Fine. What does the Pnei Yehoshua ask on Ramosh? That's number three. Number four. What's the Pnei Yehoshua ask on Ramosh Narvona? Pnei Yehoshua asks the following Bam Kasha. Okay. What does the Pnei Yehoshua ask? He says, I don't understand. If Mikra Adin were not chayshis for Simphon, because Rov women don't have movement, so why can't it be even used as an extension? Rov Nashim don't have movement, so don't even use it as an extension. That was the kasha of Pnei Yehoshua. Please get it. That's four. Okay? Stam, if Rov, don't even use it as an extension. Okay. That's four. Number five, what did the Pnei Yehoshua answer? Lefi the Tazi Adua, Tazbir. We had two times this semester. We said at Chesem and Bez, at Small Tazis, we had that Tazi Adua. Remember that? With that ribbis dvarim, that taisis. Please chazer on your own, lemaisa. Okay, all right. So what does the Taz say? Taz says anytime the Torah matters something affairs chomim cannot aser. Yes, the Torah matters kin in kaspo and a rusa basro can eat. So chom don't have the audacity to aser something. However, there's an exception to that rule. If it's going to come to misa, it's going to come to someone's chiv of misa of azari and truma. You better believe they can do it. It's going to be a calamity. So bechreach. The Chumash Gzeira was in Arusa, cannot eat Truma, because the Chashash is going to feed her brothers and sisters. That might be Nisar Misa. So the Chumash said, don't eat Truma, even though it's against what the Torah says. What's the motto we said? The Gemara Yivam Asadi Yem Beis, Yish Kok Biyad Chum Lakar Dorm Yom Torah, the Kum Besei, if it's a what? If it's a terrible calamity, it's going to happen. Eliyahu Bahara Karmel, it's a special din, or Rosh Shah, Ladoiris. Okay, Adam, you with me? You got it? Normally, we pass the chum can be okra domim shev al tase, like shofar, Rosh Hashanah. But kum vasi, we only see lemigdar milsa. That's the lashon of Gemara Yivam, Sadiyim and Beis. So we said you have to finish up the Pnei Yehoshua. So Pnei Yehoshua says like this. He says, let's think for a moment. When she's in Erison, she cannot eat. When he's Giyah's man, can she eat?
Yes.
Yes, because he started feeding her. He started giving her mazonos. So he Giyah's man, theoretically, you're going to say she eats, correct? But I got a problem with that, he says. Because the truth of the matter is that Lamaisa, I'm afraid that she shouldn't eat at that time too, because if you find a Simphon, when they actually get married, she'll be a Mekach Tols. She can't eat Truma anymore. So Chum said the following. I want you to get this. Chum said that we're afraid that people will see that once she's being sustained from the coin, she can eat Truma. Adi Giyazman, she wasn't eating. Right? And after the Mekach Tols, she's also not eating. So you have all these. You have the first stage and the third stage. First stage is during what Erisin she's not eating, Shabbat Tishka. Third stage is what if there was a Simphon she goes free and it turns out she can't eat either. When's the middle stage she's eating? When she's being sustained. So people start thinking any worker of a coin can be what given truma. That's not true. It's only an Evid. So it's going to be a big avil that's going to come out. They're going to think a schir of a lekito of a coin can as long as the coin has to feed him, he can eat truma. That's going to be a chiyuv misa.
Chums, she won't be eating as a nesuah.
So therefore, the Chum said, cross the board and Rusa cannot eat Truma because of Simphon, and then no one's going to what? No one's going to want to make any mistake and what think that, oh, that if you're being sustained by the Kohen, you're okay. They made a complete Aser based on Simphon. They Asered even the middle stage, okay? They Asered even the middle stage of Gizman based on Simphon. That's the whole Cheshmin of the Pnei Yehoshua. Please get it. What did you say, Ben? I'm sorry.
Isn't she eating as a nesuah? I mean, she's not going to be eating as a nesuah.
That doesn't make a difference, though. If you allow that middle stage, of Igiyas Man with Ula not being a problem, that people are going to think that what, that when she's being sustained by the guy, she can eat Truma. And they'll extend that to even any worker. What'd you say?
When she's in a Suva and that she's not eating.
No, that's not true. She will be eating. If there's a Simfon, then she goes free. Well, Maisa. It's not a divorce, it's a Mekachtos, right? So therefore, it'll be that middle stage that will emerge. We have to cover that with Simfon and Aser across the board. Otherwise, people are going to extend it to Schir Lakito. So therefore, we utilize the Tazi Adua, but with an addendum to it, that when there's a Chiyav Misa L'maisa, when there's a Chiyav Misa, you can do it, Halacha L'maisa. When there's a Chiyav Misa, and that's what, remember, we were bothered by, remember? We were bothered by that, because that whole Taz was talking about what? Wasn't he talking about caring? That's also a Chiyav Misa, no? That's a Chiyav Misa. It's Chiyav Karas. I don't know. Chiyav Karas is usually worse than a Chiyav Misa. Remember we had that Kasha?
What was the Tazi
Adua
telling you to do?
Tazi Adua says that even if the stakes are so high, Milu Bismano, what was the concern? The concern is you're going to carry a night Pesharam. That's a Chiv Karis. Mm-hmm. Still the Tazi, he can't touch it, right?
They should still do the Milu.
Yeah, you still do the Milu. That was a concern of a Chiv Misa, no? Maybe this is much worse, but that's how we answered it. Because that was one guy. This is Gans Klal Yisrael. There's a bunch of people start thinking, you know what I mean? That was just one guy, and Milu Bismano. That was the answer that we gave.
Yeah, that makes sense, because people aren't going to all of a sudden start breaking. People aren't, when it comes to Mila...
I don't know, why can't you say they'll see, and then in the next family that has a Mila Bismana B'Shabbos, why won't that happen?
Because it's mutter for them to do it. For Mila, the next family.
You're not allowed to carry the knife. Mila Bismana's Deichet Shabbos.
Yeah.
Not allowed to carry the knife, though.
Oh, so...
That was the concern. They should answer it, right? Based on carrying the knife.
You're allowed to, no?
What'd you say?
Taz Adua tells you you're allowed to.
No, the Taz says the Chum cannot answer it. It's before in the Torah.
Yeah.
Torah allows you to what? Do Mila Bismar B'Shabbos.
Okay.
He wanted to answer it based on the Xer of carrying the knife.
Yeah.
We don't do that. The Torah said, finish Mila Bismar B'Shabbos. So I'm saying the stakes were high there. There was a Chiv Misa.
So I'm saying
it's only one guy.
And also, no one's going to be doing something that's usher that stems from this.
Why not?
What's going to happen? The next family.
Why not? The next family will carry the knife.
Okay, but we're not concerned with that gzeir anymore, are we? With the Tazei Adua, we're saying even if we have that gzeir, don't be concerned.
But I'm saying you're not allowed to carry the knife.
So what happens if they don't have a knife there?
Well, that you have to pre-prepare it.
Like, what happens if they forgot to prepare it? Are they?
You can't do it.
It's not going to be Docha Shabbos anymore.
No, of course not. Rebbe Lutz's machshirim was Docha Shabbos, not a chum, passing a chum only in the meal itself.
Okay.
Right, we would push it off to Sunday. Correct, got to pre-prepare. I'm just saying, I think you have to ultimately answer, okay, it's a one event, it's one family. Here you're going to have spread out, anyone who works for a Kohen that's being sustained by the Kohen, it's going to be much more of a concern. So I think that's why it's more of a Kilkel Gadol. I think that's what you got to say.
Well, they just know that she's Kenyan you're going to know that she's Kenyan Kospo.
No, they don't know the Lumbus. They know anyone who's being sustained. Yeah, they
about
they're Mechalik and every Kohen and a Skiro and a worker. Okay, it's hard to say that.
And what's the Tazei do again?
Taza Yadua says anytime the Torah matters something with favors, the Chum cannot answer it. That's the Taza Yadua. Remember we had that from Taizah Chesum and Beis, we proved that? First day in Taizah Ribbis Dvarim? That's the famous Taza Yadua. We want to say that we dug up two Rishonim that argue on the Taz. The second day in Taizah, we want to say in Kedushin, Chesum Beis, what else? The Ran. The Ran himself gave a different answer because other people will stop him carrying the knife. Because he's the only one doing it. By Shofar, all of Klal Yisrael has got to hear the Shofar. Remember that? So also the fact that Ron gives a different terence, he says different than the Taz. Okay? Okay, what is that answer?
Also, if the Taz, if they forgot to bring a shofar, you're not going to blow shofar?
Absolutely not. If you forgot to do a shofar, on a shofar pacha, you can't carry to do it. It's mitzvah b'aveir.
So it's not telling you that now you're allowed to, you're just not allowed to ask for something based on exer anymore. That's what basically it's telling you.
The Taz?
Yeah, you're
Taz says something that the Torah matter explicitly, you cannot, the Chum cannot ask.
Based on Xer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Not allowed to do that, correct. You're not allowed to do that. All right. Why don't you ask her a shofar in general? It's a musical instrument. The Torah allows you to blow a shofar on Shabbos. The Torah says you got to blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. If Rosh Hashanah is called us for Shabbos, that's Xer to Rabbah.
Mm-hmm.
You're not approving the mitzvah in Ganson. Why don't you say shofar is a musical instrument? Don't do it on Rosh Hashanah. That's ridiculous. There's a mitzvah blow shofar. Torah can't ask for something that's befavors. Here you are, Stephen. Okay? Good to see you. Okay? Here's six. Right here. You have five?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're up to number one. Where are we up to? Number
six.
Six, yeah. We're up to six?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just did five. Six. Let's go. What does Tosfos ask in Ramosha Narvona? And what do they answer? What does Ramosha Narvona say? Ramosha Narvona said that the Ikr Gzeira Zula, Simfon was the extension. The Ikr Gzeira Zula, and the extension is Simfon. 10 o'clock tomorrow is the beginning. Mm-hmm. Okay, Dobby? So the Ikr is what? The Ikr is Gzeira Zula. The extension is what's... Wait, what, you having the Chaburu tonight? What time?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Where? In the Old Beis Medrash? In the classroom. Okay, good. All right, very good. They're having the Chaburu. Very good. All night, right? You got to get some sleep for the Bechina. Okay, let's go. You ready? So what's the Tosfos ask on Ramosh Narvona? What's the answer? They ask on Ramosh Narvona, I understand something. If you tell me that it's both because of Ula and Simfon, what's the Nafkaminas? The Gemara, the three Nafkaminas isolate. If you hold Simfon, right? If you hold Simfon, if you hold what? If you hold Ula. Back and forth, right? But if you hold both, then there's no Nafkamina anymore. They're all one Xer together. So what kind of Nafkamina is it? Ksas Koshi says, what kind of nafkamina is this? Not a nafkamina. Ula Lake and Symphonique is not true. Everyone holds a Ula. So Lamaisa, Kulu Isle, what does the box say? Kulu Isle of the Ula, right? And they hold Symphon too as well. So
Lahu Lay is referring to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira.
Right, so it says Lahu.
He
says Isle.
Lay, yeah, because.
Meaning that what?
Because it turns out, according to Rabbi Moshe Minervona, that
Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds Ula, also holds Symphon.
Yeah,
so right. So how you have any nafkaminas? Correct. That's the kasha. What's the teretz? Teretz is nafkaminas only according to Mishnah Rishona. Mm-hmm. That's what it means lavafia emes, because the psak is like Mishnah Achrona. That's Symphon, right? But lemaisa that Symphon and Ula the way it's in Rabbi Moshe Minervona. But lafi what? Lafi Mishnah Rishona, there were two isolated different reasons. Okay, so that opens the door to have nafkaminas. That's six, seven. What's the sheet of the Rambam, the Ran, and the Durm Rashi and Ksubas, the Gav, the Gzeira, Rusa Basrol, Losochel, the Chuma? What was the Kash on lamb? You know what they say? They say Ula. All three of them say Ula. The Rambam writes in the Chumas Ula. Black on white. Rambam says Ula. Doesn't bat an eyelash. The Chumas Perik Vava, Locha Gimel. The Gemara's Maskon and Ksubas Daf Nun Ches is that Kuli Alma, Mishachron, and Simfon. What does he do with the Rambam? Beishmul avnim. Let me ask on the Rambam. Number two, the Ran and the Dorm. I ain't giving bezer maskal bezer. It says beferish. A woman doesn't eat shuma for two reasons: Simfon and Ula. What are you mentioning Ula for? The maskan is what Simfon. And number three, Rashi ksubis memchesemes quotes Ravasi that the reason is shema tishka Ula. But therefore, if you're moser, then it's mutter. Tosfos says, what do you mean? We're going to feed Mishnah Achrona. Mishnah Achrona Simfon. Rashi asked the kash on Rashi ksubis. So all three of them work with Ula. That's seven, eight. Give three terutzim to the kasha. Okay, give three terutzim to the kasha. Number one, the Rashba, it's Leinu and Ksubis, answers up Rashi, also the Shama, the Dharma answers the Ran, that the Kavanas of Gemara is that if the Mishnah Rishona and Achrona, also, they argue about both. Not just Simfon, but also Ula. Happens to be that the Mishnah Achrona also holds a Ula. Just by Giyazman, Halacha L'maisa, they still hang out in the house. You might be Kovei Duchta, but it doesn't make a difference. The people hang out in the house with you, her Krovim, so she'll feed them.
So even according to Mishnah Rishona?
No, even according to Mishnah Achrona, we hold a Ula. Yeah. Even according to Mishnah Achrona, we hold a Ula, not just Simfon. And therefore that means even be Agiyazman, even if Kovei Duchta, you may Achad Duchta, the relatives will come visit her and she'll feed them Truma. That's the first answer. That's the Rashba and the Shaman and the Dharm. Number two answer. The Rishash... Two and three are similar, but let's say it over. Actually, the two. Second answer, Rashash and the Dharm answers that the Ran and the Rambam agree with our sugya. They rely on the sugya. Rashi, Ran, Rambam agree with our sugya. What does our sugya only mention? Ravina only mentions what? Ula. He doesn't say a word about Simfon. Ravina only mentions Ula. So if he only mentions Ula, our Gemara is going Lefi the Mishnah Krona. But when it says Achi Tekanis Lechuppah, it means Achi Tekanis Lechuppah with Ula. So it also is Ula, even if you're Kovei Duchta, but you're still worried about Ula till the very end. Okay? You don't have to stand on your head like the first day in Tyson and say that what? Achet Kanas Chuppah means only Giyazman. Because roll of times Giyazman is Chuppah. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he holds like our Sugya, Don. Our Sugya holds Mishnah Achrona, but our Mishnah Achrona doesn't hold Simfon. So Machlis and Sugya, the Gemara Ksuba said Mishnah Achrona holds Simfon. Our Sugya holds Mishnah Achrona holds Ula.
Why do we say that?
What do you mean why we say that? Because these three Rishonim say Ula.
Yeah. I'm saying, well, why do we say our Gemara?
Because our Gemara says Zeh Meshumula. Actually, Tehan Meshumula. That's Rebbe Maseiros Hol Mahalach Kon Ravina. Right? Okay. It's not because of what? It's not because of Simfon. It's because of Ula. Ma'esa. What can I do? So it's a Sugis Chalukas. And there, those three Rishon are possibly the Sugin Kedushin. That's the second answer. Then the third answer, that second answer is very similar that Pnei Yoshua has here in Exubis, that Rashi holds that Ravina and Ravasi hold that Lafila Mishtachron, it's because of what? It's because of Simfon. But the Machloikis to the Mishnah Rishon Mishtachron is, are we choshes for Hashem at Tishke Achar Sheki Yizman? That's all. Basically, it's a, that Nakuda is pointing out that the Mishtachron also holds a Ula and extends it after a Yizman. Okay. Fine. And then lastly, the third answer. Third answer is the Avdim Eluyim. And the Avdim Eluyim says like this. Let's get it. The Avdim Eluyim says that the Gemara Ksubis, it's on Daf Ayin Gimel and Beis, Ayin Beis and Beis. If you find a moment, a woman, so Machlis Amorim, whether it's a Kedusha Tos or it's a Suffolk Kedusha. So Rava says it's a Suffolk. So put two and two together. Truma Bizmana says what? They're abundant. Why? Because Rav Klai Yisrael is not there. That requirement of Rav Klai Yisrael Bias Kukum is only by Chala. Ksubis Chavtal Beis, the Rama extends it to Truma. Ravitz says he's wrong, it's only by Chala. You follow me? According to the Ravitz, the Raisib is Manasseh, even if you don't have Bias Kukum. Yes? But Lamais, you put two and two together. Ravitz says the Kedushi is Safek, if you find a moon, plus the fact Truma de Rabbanan is Nisa de Rabbanan, is Manasseh, Asim de Rabbanan Lakula. Therefore, there's no Kshash of Simfon. What are you worried about? Therefore, the Mishtachron of Manasseh has to be holding like what? Ula. That's an ingenious answer as well. That's how you're able to say those three Rishonim are talking Bismanazeh. So you can't say Simfon. There's nothing to worry about. What are you worried about? Suffolk Drabon Lakula. What you're worried about is a real kshash of what? Of Ula. You can't feed Shuman Drabon into someone's Azar, right? So that's the third answer. Please get it. Okay.
Can we say it one more time?
Yes. Bismanazeh, Shuman is only with the Drabon according to the Rambam, right? Because the requirement be as Kulchem is by Chal and Ksubis Chavdal, the Rambam extends it to what? To Truma. So, Rav Ashita is, if you find a woman, a woman, your Mekadosher is a Savik, it's not a Mekatos Vadai. Rav Ashita, what are you worried about? It's a Savik Kedushin, and it's a Savik, she's eating Truma, Savik Rabban Lakula. So if Simfon, you'll come up, if you go with Simfon, you'll be Mekal. So must be, in order to ask you, you have to come up with Ula. So those who showed him were talking is Manazeh. Rambam Ran in the Rashi Ksubis, okay? You got it? Okay. That's number eight. Number nine. What's the Marsha ask on the first on the terrace of Moshe Narvona? Marsha asks a bomb kasha. What's a kasha? He says the whole dialogue doesn't make any sense now, according to Moshe Narvona. Why is that? Because he holds both, yes? So Marsha says, what has been Yochanan ben Bagbag saying, Shamati Alecha, that you said Rusa can eat Truma, you're not worried about Simfon? What are you talking about? You do hold a Simfon. He does hold the Simfon. Rabbi Yudim Serah has two reasons. Both reasons why he can't eat. Mashenkin ben Bagbag says you can't eat because of Simfon alone. Nafkimin, where there's no Simfon, or Kibul and Mumin. The Ma'arid asks the same kasha. Okay? So the dialogue doesn't seem to go well because the whole Gemara, the whole dialogue seems to imply that, you know, Ben Bagba is much more machmir than the Rebbe Maseira. According to Moshe Maravona, Rebbe Maseira has both reasons. And Ben Bagba only has one. So it doesn't seem to go well in the dialogue, Lamais. That was the kasha that Marsha had on Moshe Maravona. Interesting kasha that we said. Okay? We got that, Chlor? So what's the teretz? Plus the fact that Marit added on Lamais, the Gemara says, my nafkemina, it gives three chiluki dinim. According to Tysus, Lamais, okay, it's the same kasha as Tysus asks on Rabbeinu Narvona. According to Tysus, in the Nafkaminas, you're saying Nafkaminas are not Lafia Emes. You know what I mean? Even though that was Tysus' answer, Marit didn't like that answer. Why are you saying Nafkaminas is Shalol Lafia Ladina? You know what I mean? That's what the Marit speaks out. You say Nafkaminas, it don't seem to go well. So what's the Teretz? So the Teretz is like this. The Marit says, the Pnei Yoshua says, Ben Bagbag made a big mistake in Rabbeinu and Maseira. He had heard that Rebbe Maseira asserted based on Ula. Yes? But that was a big mistake. Rebbe Maseira said, you know what? You made a big mistake. You're half right. So it's not. But it turns out to be a big mistake because the Icarus was Ula. There was an extension, what? The Icarus is Ula, but I extended it based on what Simfon as well. So he thought Lamaisa, he thought he was only what the issue was because of Ula. Then Bagba, Yochanan Bagba thought he was held only Ula, Halach Lamaisa. He held only Ula. Okay? And he responds back to, I hold Ula plus Simfon. So that's the answer Lamaisa we want to suggest. Okay? So Lamaisa, and that's going to be the answer to the Kash Lamaisa. Okay? So that really doesn't answer the... it's still nafkamina shalol fi emes, though. You know what I mean? Still nafkamina shalol fi emes. But nonetheless, okay, they can make exer, they ask, even on sinful levad, they wouldn't answer. Okay? It doesn't really answer that kasha so well, you know? But it does answer the what? Does answer what the dialogue was, because, you know, we asked, it seemed to imply that what do you mean that Yochanan and Bagbag said to him, I heard that you matter truma. Turns out that according to this whole Shtikator, Rabbi Yudim says Mora has two reasons, he only has one. Terence says he made a mistake, Lamaisa. He thought it was only Ula. He responded back to him and said, no, I hold of Ula, of course, it is the Ikka reason, but you have to add on, there's a Din of Simfo. Okay. That answers what? Number 9. Let's go 10. What's the Terence of the Ma'arit? We just said it, right? We just said 10. Okay, that was the Terence that he made a mistake. He thought the Ikka reason was Ula. He responded back to Yudim and said, that the reason is Ula, but I added on Simfo. 11. What's the Malach we said according to the Tzarech Edikim Linesuin? From the word Shluche Abal. Why does it say Shluche? Please get it. So the Aflaz Medayik from Lashon HaGemara, you need Edis Lakimi Adavar. What's the difference between Edis Lakimi Adavar and Levur Adavar? Getting in Kedushin and Edis Lakimi Adavar. Without the Edim, it's a nothing. They're Likuva. Edim Levur Adavar, if I lend you money, it's recommended that I get Edim the Yomi money, so you don't play games. But if there's no Edim, you still owe me the money, of course. Right? Is it different? Elikim and Elivur Adav. Why did it say Shluche plural? Says the Afla. You see from here that this is Nesuin. You need Elikim Adav and Nesuin. The Shluchim act as the Edim and Kim Adav. Dor Samech and the Mak, they have a suffix about this, and they say you don't need it. Why don't you need it? Because why does Hodas Baal Din not work by Kedushin? Because you're messing other people up. If you admit that you're married to her, no one else can marry her. So we don't believe Hodas Baal Din. Therefore, you need Edim on Kedushin. But by Nesuin, there's no problem. Because by Nesuin, you're not messing anyone up. She's also anyway to everyone else. So the Hodah would work. So you don't need Edom. You don't need Edom. What'd you say?
Were they talking about Nesuin, Kedushin?
No, Nesuin. Halach Shluchei Abal's Nesuin, Ben.
And the Halach is Medayik.
The Halach is Medayik from the Lashon Shluchei that you need Edis Lekimi Adavar for Nesuin. Talk about Nesuin, right? So the Orsamech, the Makna Orsamech have a Sovik. They say, no, in the end, you don't need it because... Because Odasbal, why do you need Edis Lekumen Rabbi Kiddush? Because Odasbal is not good enough, the Gemara says in Samachayim Beis. Because you can't do Mimoda, you're messing up other people. Chav Lachrein, you can't be Homoda if you say you married her. Other people, yeah, but not when it comes to messing up other people. No one else can marry her. But by Nesuin, she's Usher anyway. So Odasbal will be enough, so you don't need Edis Lekumen Adavar. That's the Maskana, please, the Orsamech and the Makna. However, the Avnim Aluyim says, oh, no way. Just like Kiddush needs Edis Lekumen Adavar, so to what? Nesuin, and we point out that Tetzri Hazaken on Yudim and Beis says that Chuppas Yichud, you need Edim. So they're very strong about it, but we said the Chachas Yoav, quoted a Rosh Babaz, Kuf Menvav and Beis, you don't need Edim, his man in Nesuin. And the Avnei Nezer also said you don't need Edim, the Chuppah. Because since what? You're not ushering any more than she was ushered before, right? We said in the Sefer, remember what it depends upon? What do we say in the Sefer, what it depends upon? Whether Nesuin, if Nesuin is a separate kinyan, you should require it as the Kumeh Adavar. If Nesuin is a Gemara, it's automatic. It's Memeilu. So Memeilu, you should not need Edis Lekumeh Adavar. We said it was totally on that Shiloh. How to view Nesuin. Yeah, clear? Pinchas, you got it?
Can you repeat the last point?
Last point we wrote in the Sefer that it could be what the Gedra did in Nesuin is. Nesuin is a separate kinyan. So it's like Kedusha requires Edim, Nesuin should require it. But if you say Nesuin is a Gemara, and it's Memeilu, and the Torah takes over, so it's possible to postulate that you only need Edis Lekumeh Adavar for Kedusha, for the Gemara you don't. Okay. That answers number what? 11. 12. What was the Mahalach that we said? Legabe Simfon Safinim Biyadayim Legabe Issa D'Rabbanan. Remember that? Safinim means feeding someone, yes? So what do we say? We said, let's get this whole Mahalach. Okay? The Rambam had a very unique Gersa. What was Rambam's Gersa? Baruch Hashem, we found it. They were afraid she's going to feed her father. Our Gemara says brothers and sisters, right? Now, brothers and sisters could be Ketanim. Once you bring up the father obviously is an adult. So, obviously, the Rambam was saying that the concern is feeding what? feeding the adult, because it could be, please get it, that there's a shaila, whether it's an issur of safinin, a schnitzel with melted cheese on it, that's a lettuce bowl, which is chicken and cheese, the rabbanon, can you feed that to a katan? It's a major machlokes in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Mem Gimel. The Tosfos Rid says, the chashash is you're going to feed your brothers in, that are ketanim and chumis man says the rabbanon. So you see there's an issur of safinin, according to the Tosfos Rid, by an issur of the rabbanon. However, we point out the Avnei Miluim says this. I think the Avnei Miluim says this, that according to the Rambam, that's why the Rambam said the father, because he holds there's no issur of safinin by an issur of rabbanon. We said that's dead wrong. The Rambam writes beferish nechus machal asurus that safinin applies to the issur of the rabbanon. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. So it's hard to say that shtickle. How can you say that within the Rambam? That's why the Rambam said that we're talking about a father. Rambam himself says safinin. The Rambam says the father. Says because that's how he touches the Gemara. But you can't say because why. Can't say because of that for it. You follow what I'm saying? Now it comes out. Because it's written in the Miri Shita Lonor Lemi, say what? Only the Ketana, but the Gedolim, there's no concern because they're B'nai Deah. Remember? Mm-hmm. They're not going to eat it. So that's why Masar Av Shluchi Abba, we're not Chayish, she's going to feed the Shluchim. All right, but the Ramas is the father. So what's the difference, we said? The Moli Arun. So that's number what? Please get that. That answers number what? Number 12. 13. What is the Chiluk, the Moli Arun answer between the Av and other Gedolim? The Moli Aroyim says there's a big difference. By a father, she loves him. So there's a chshash that she's going to feed him. By shluchim, though, there's no chshash that she's going to what? She's going to feed them. She has no kesher with them. We said that was smack against the ri in ksubis. Remember we mentioned the Tais earlier in Shir? Tais in ksubis and Mechaz and Beis says there is a chshash going to feed the shluchim. That was the Tais that was lahepach mirashi, remember? Remember that Tais, yeah. Which we did earlier in Shir? It's kupum fakir rai and then afkaminis. That's the one that's completely the opposite of Rashi, that there is a chashash. In fact, Lamaisa, based on that Moli Aroim now, you don't have to box in the Rambam, if you remember, to be like the what? To be like the Tosfos Rid. Yes? I'm sorry, not like the Tosfos Rid, but what did the Rambam say? Feeding the father. Yes? What did Tosfos say? What did our Taisa say, Halacha Lamaisa? I'm sorry. What did our... The Taisa and Ksuba said the opposite of Rashi. Remember? They are going to feed adults. So we said the Pashup Shah is the Ram's like that Ri and Ksuba, no? Mm-hmm. That you feed adults. No?
We could say no, there's a chilek.
Exactly. Now with the Mullah, excellent pittles. We said you don't have to box in the Ram like the Ri and Ksuba. There's a big difference in a father and other people. Exactly. So therefore, now you don't have to box in that the Rambam learns like the Ri. The Rambam learns like Rashi and the Nafkaminas. But he'll just argue on that Lashon Rashi of Shluchi Ha'av. You know, he'll just argue on Rashi. Legabi, remember Rashi, we had a Medaik? Rashi Shochel Shluchi Ha'av Im Shluchi Ha'av, right? Remember that? We said, Ohochel Shluchi Ha'av Im Shluchi Ha'av. Remember we said in Beis, in the Ghost of its Union, what did it say? Take it out, right? Remember that? Can the father go with? So according to Rashi, yeah, but not according to Rambam. It's got to be Shluchim, because you're afraid you're going to feed the father. Okay? Mm-hmm. So Rambam could learn like the Nafkamin is like Rashi. You don't have to box him in and say, oh, it's like the Re and Tais and Ksubas. But Lamaisa, the difference is, because there's a difference between the father and other people. Tais and Ksubas says you should feed everyone. No, they're bendas, they're not going to, you know. Rambam say, no, they won't do it. From two reasons. Number one, she won't feed people or strangers. Number two, also maybe... You see, you have to say it like that. You have to say that the concern is according to the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't hold that business of B'nai Deah. Because the father's going to eat. The issue is whether it's Kiruv Das, who she's going to give to. You follow what I'm saying? That's the concern. The Rambam says she's going to give to her father, not give to other people. The Re says...
Anyone.
The Re says she'll give to anyone, correct. But what I'm saying, according to the other Rishonim, the Miri Shadol, they said the people are B'nai Deah, no adults are ever going to touch it.
Yeah.
So if you'll skirt the whole thing. Yeah. Okay? You got me? Okay, what answer are we up to? That answer number, no, that answer 13, very good, 14. What's the Shita on a Yontif? I put a base there, it says Yontif, it goes cut off, I'm sorry. What's the Shita on a Yontif? Got me Machal Truma Lazar. What's it then? You're not allowed to feed Truma to Azar. It's an Isser essay, Mishmeres Trumasi. There's an Isser the rice to feed a cotton. Let's get it. It's an Isser the rice to feed a cotton. That's if Truma Bismanazah would be the rice of it, it's the Rabbanan. I just want you to know there's such a shita that says to be ma'akel, because it says mishmeres truma, so you have to feed a what? You have to take care of your truma. By feeding your truma to a zar is a bit lesser asset. It's a bit lesser asset. Okay, that answers number 14.
You're not allowed to eat feed truma to a zar?
You're not allowed to be ma'akel. No, that you think is also because lifnei v'lo sitin mikshol. There's an added isser. There's an isser essay of mishmeres truma, which you have to guard truma. One of the abuses of guarding truma is giving it to a zar. That's the lomdus. That's the chiddush. Okay, shemir truma, so you shouldn't abuse your truma, but the chiddush is also giving to a zar is abusing the truma. Okay, that's 14. But I'm saying that won't help you if your truma is matzah as the rabban anyway, right? Mm-hmm. It's only going to be a siddur if the truma is the raisa. That's 14. 15. What does Toys ask in Rashi? Gamahano kal islu sover shechas sover v'kibo. Toys has a kasha. Toys has a kasha here. Gavaltik a kasha. Toys asks. The Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph. Dirmasko Hanho. Yes? Dirmasko Hanho. He asks, he says, I don't understand something. He says, the Gemara says in Mava Basra, what did Rashi say, suffer the Kibo men? It turns out that the guy's an Evid could be used to this. It's a good sale, Simphone, because he should have known, yeah? Mm-hmm. Rashi said, suffer the Kibo. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. It's a Pella. What are you talking about? The Gemara says what? Harishach alafanecha, which is synonymous with the word mekachtos.
Yeah.
It's mamish against Rashi. That's Taisus Kasha. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's Taisus Kasha. Please add on. Please add on. We Taisus Arash added on another Gemara b'metziyah daf pei. That if you sell a shivcha to chaver and it turns out to be a shota, or it's nichfis, which is it's fell from sickness, or it's crazy, also says mekachtos.
Is it mine?
But Mitzia daf peyam and aleph. So you see, there are cases, Lamaisa. Right? You see, there are cases. Allah Lamaisa. Right? Because Rashi said, Lamaisa, on listed Mizun and Mukhtam Malchus, so well known, obviously he bought it, it's good. What are you talking about? The Gemara says, if you in Baba Basra, that if you find Mikhtam, it says Mekachtos. Number two, it also says Mekachtos and Baba Mitzia daf pey by these cases. So Rashi said, list of Mizu, Muhtam Machas is a good Kenyan, because you should have asked about it. See, it's not true. You see, there are cases that there's Simfon for Avodim, right? That causes a Mekachtos. Okay? So that's Taisus Kash and Taisus Rashi adds on the other Gemara Bob Mitzia Dape. Taisus from the Gemara Bob Basra. That answers number what? 15, 16. What is the Sheet of Rabbeinu Tam? Because of those Kash Rabbeinu Tam, it says Pum Fakir. What does Hano Kala mean? That a list of Mizun and Muhtam Machas have a call. And therefore what?
Since there's no call here.
Oh, we're not conscious because of Simphon, because you didn't hear anything. So if you didn't hear anything, it must be it's not an armed robbery, it's not Muhtav Lamalchus. But if Taki we heard if Taki turns out to be a list of Mizun or a Muhtav Lamalchus, what do? Mekachtos. Done. Fine. So that's a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Hano Kalislu Lamaisa, of course, if it's good. Not because of Sovereign Kibol, it means he's not. See, according to Rashi, I know Achilles Lou, that he must be that he heard the call and he still bought him. That's how Rashi learned, Sover Vekibo. Rabbeinu Tam says, I know Achilles Lou, must be, and since there was no call in the papers, Lemaisa, and there's nothing in Wall Street Journal, New York Times. Notice I said Wall Street Journal first, Lemaisa. For some reason, we got it too today. We've been getting, they've been sending us the Wall Street Journal for some reason also. We get the Times every day. Why? I don't know why. My wife likes it.
Journal's
got it. I want my wife. I give in to my wife. So, you know, I don't want to have machlekesim with her. She likes the Times, art section. Against Israel. What can I do? I tell her. She likes it. I can't argue with her. Now, but someone's been sending Wall Street Journal. Who might also convince her, try to convince her. I don't know. Okay, let's go. But they don't like what's the word? When the layout of the Wall Street Journal, they don't like it. They don't like the layout of it. Okay. No, who cares what it looks like? All right, Vaita. Let's go. Okay. So what'd you say?
Rabbeinu Tam says the exact opposite.
Rabbeinu Tam says the exact. Yeah, in other words, it's Rashi says there is a call. He heard about it. It was Makabalit. According to Rabbeinu Tam, how do I call this? And there was no call, so it must be that it's not true. They're not listed as you, not Multimas. And if they turn out to be, it's going to be a Mekachos, like the Gemara Babasra. Fine. That's 16. 17. How does Rabbeinu Eliyahu Makai Miyasha Umiyasha if she does Rashi? Kind of establish and answer if she does. What does Rabbeinu Eliyahu say? Beautiful pshat. Rabbeinu Eliyahu says that if the buyer gave the money already, then Rashi's right. Sover v'kibo. Why would he give the money? The Gemara Baba Basra, where it says, Mekachtos Makes, where he did not give the money yet. and therefore you don't say Savar Vekibo. Therefore you say Mekach Tos. And he says, he didn't give the money yet. He's going to say, you know what? I don't want this Evan. Take it back. But he didn't give out any money yet. Okay? That's what Ben Yael says. You got it? Adam, you got me? That's what Ben Yael says. Okay. That answers number what? Number 17. Fine. 18. How did the Marsha Maz with the Raya of Tosis or Ben Eliyahu? Tosis brings a Raya for Ben Eliyahu. What's the Raya? The Raya is like this. He brings a Raya. The Raya is, because the Gemara and Baba Basra, there's a big Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, whether you go Basra Rov and then Imamunus. Rav says you go Basra Rov, Shmuel says you do not. Yes? Famous Machlekes. Yeah? We pass like Shmuel. And we said Rav and Shmuel pass like Shmuel and then Imamunus. Rosh says Baba Kama, because why? Shmuel is a bigger bucket than Rav and Mamunus. Rav, we pass like Nisurim, because Rav is a bigger bucket than Shmuel and Nisurim. What do we always add on? Alavai, you should be like Shmuel and Nisurim, and Rav like Nisurim and Mamunus. Yes? You got it? Okay. So Lamaisa, if you look there, Tysus writes as follows. Tysus writes that the Kasha of the Gemara was Motzer Mechala Araya. Okay? And therefore he's considered a Lokeach, did not give our money, he's a Muchsuk. Yeah? So everyone's bothered by the Gemara never said a Lashon, right? So which Gemara is Tysus quoting from? Gemara Balbasa never says Motzer Mechala Araya. So what's the pshat? So the Marashal says like this.
What is the Raya of a Motzer Mechala?
We're going to get it now. Okay. The Marashal says pshat in Tysus. There's a Tol Sofer from Tysus. There's a Tol Sofer in Tysus. You have to say that the Gemara asked Higio. What does Higio mean? It's a good sale. Remember the Kashmir from the Reisha? What's the Reisha case? No, don't get confused. List of Mizum of the Machos is the second case. Mm-hmm. Is the Sefer, where you say Mekach Tos. Mm-hmm. The first case was Harigio, that it was good. Yeah. What's the first case? Ganav or Kubiustus. Yeah. Gemara's asking from that case. Isn't it good because we go Basar Rov? No, so Tosas Girsa was, my park, what's the Kashi? You should say Motzer Mechala Araya. Meaning, what was Gemara's Kash? Gemara had a Kash on Shmuel, we go Basar Rov. Shmuel says you don't go Basar Rov. Yes? Tosas bothered, what's the Gemara's Kash? Maybe you say Motzer, maybe it's Mechsa Mechsa. Maybe you don't go Basar Rov. Maybe it's 50-50. But the reason why you say Motzer Mechala Araya, because the Lokeach didn't shell out the money yet. So who's the Motzer in that case? The Mocher. The Mocher wasn't given any money yet. The Lokeach kept the money. So maybe that's what Tosus was asking. Tosus knew the Gemara didn't say Motzer Mechala Araya. But what Tosus was saying was, Tosus was saying much more. What was Tosus saying? Tosus was saying, Lamai said that the Gemara what? What was Tosus saying? Tosus was saying that the Gemara should have asked me, did Motzer Mechala Araya? Meaning, not should have asked, it's no kasha. Don't attack Shmuel that you see you're going back to Rov. Don't attack Shmuel. You're not going Basar Rov. Could be Chetzi Chetzi. The Gemara is just saying Motzer Mechala Araya. That's all. And therefore, it sheds no light on the topic of Rov. None at all. That's what Tosfos says. Ella what? Ella what must you? Ella what must you say? What must you say? Al Pidin. You guys tell me what must you say? Al Pidin. That what? What must you say? Al Pidin. Ella Voden. That what? What's the Gemara asking? Mele, it's not shayach to say Motzer Mechala Araya. Therefore, the Gemara is asking on Shmuel. Lamai said that what? That's Mucha de Lokeach is still considered to be what? You could have just said Motzer Mechala Araya, right? So, Halacha Lamaisa, it could have been 50-50. You could have said the Mecca Kaskal. And you say what? How do you know the Mecca Kaskal, the Basar Rov? Maybe it's Mechs on Mechs. So we say Motzer Mechala Araya. You can't take away money. Be'ad Lokeach. Lotzim Yad HaMoicher. Shein Koch Be'ad Lokeach to take the money. Motzer Mechala Araya. Right? So it must be the fact that Gemara asked from what? From Rov must be the money still by the Lokeach. You got me? Let's say it again. What is the Marashah making Gerson Tysus? That Tysus understood. Tysus knew it didn't say Motzer Mechala Araya in the Gemara. He knew that. But what was Tysus asking? What was Tysus asking? Tysus was asking that what is the Gemara attacking Shmuel for? That you see her going Basar Rov. We might not be going Basar Rov. It might be Mechsa Mechsa. And maybe what? And maybe it's Midin Motzer Mechala Araya, that the money was paid already. If the money was paid already, what's the din? If the money was paid already, what's halacha? What's halacha if the money was paid already? The money was paid already, and the mocher can't what? The mocher can't get the money. I mean, the lokeh can't get them his money back because he paid the mocher. Just say Moshe Ryan. The Baal Tefemor did not ask that, right? And asked on what Shmuel must be that the money has not been what given by the lokeh to the mocher, and therefore that puts it under the rubric of what? That puts it under the rubric of a rov, and therefore it's a kash on who? It's a kash on Shmuel. You see that we're gold busing rov that there's good sale. Halacha l'maisa. So that's how the Maharsha says pshat. Okay. How can you say the mekascha? We don't go bus a rov. You got it? And there's the Gemara should have brought in Motzei Chol HaRaya. The fact that Gemara didn't bring in Motzei Chol HaRaya shows that the money's still by the what? So what does Motzei Chol HaRaya mean? Motzei Chol HaRaya means, oh, the mocher has the money, you're in trouble, you're stuck, right? So what kind of cash is that? It's not a cash. No, it must be that the lokech what? The lokech doesn't have the what? Lokech has not given over the money. Motzei Chol HaRaya is not appropriate then. So what are we saying? We're saying the sale is a good sale, and we should force the lokech to give out the money. Why? Because Rove what? Rove guys are what? He's going to say, I don't want this guy. No, Rove guys, you shouldn't have known that. So therefore, based on Rove, we say the sale's good. That's Akash and Shmuel. Raya for Rav. Ben, you got it? That's the vort. You got that, Chlor?
I think so.
Sure? You want to say it, want me to say it over again?
No, sir.
Let's say it over one more time. In other words, the Marshal says that Tysus didn't, it's not that Tysus didn't know what was in the Gemara. Tysus had it correct here. So what Tysus was saying is that he was bothered. Why did the Gemara attack Shmuel and say we're going Moser Rov here against Shir Shita? Maybe it's just a manifestation of Moser Chalav Raya, and the Lokech paid already. And that's all. And that's why the sale's good. Mocher has the money, he's going to give it back. It's a good sale, done. The fact that Gemara did not say that is an indicator that Lokech must not have paid. And if Lokech didn't pay, Moser Chalav Raya is not appropriate. Because Lokech didn't pay yet, but he's shrying, give Evan, I don't want my Evan. No, we pass him. No, we push the Evid on him. It's a good sale. Why do we push it? Because the Rove, you knew what you were getting into. You knew what you were getting into. You know that the Evid's a bad guy, and Rove is the Evid's bad, so what's the din? The din is Allah Lamaisa. The din is David. Check if that fellow, I guess Rav Khan would come in if they have Shear, Lamaisa. I don't know if they have Shear today. Sir, do you guys have Shear today?
No.
Okay, good. So we're okay? Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you, David. So therefore, it comes out, Lamais, you follow what I'm saying? So it turns out that it's a Rove issue, and therefore they did not give the money, and because of the Rove, we say the sale's good.
Okay.
That's the answer what? That answer's number what? That answer's 18, 19. What's the Marshaw say? Marshaw says, Pasha, he doesn't change the gears of Tysus. You don't have to correct Tysus. Tysus just meant a little bit more, not a little simpler, he just says. What is Shmuel basically saying when he says Ein Hol Mamon Acher Rov? Shmuel is basically also saying Motzei Chol HaRaya. Any Sofik Mamon, you say Motzei Chol HaRaya, right? So therefore, the Kasha of the Gemara is from the Brisa. According to Shmuel, the Motzi should bring a Raya. Who's the Motzi? Who's the Motzi in this case? It's Muchach. Obviously, the money's still by the Ad Lokech. So the Motzi is who? Right, so according to Shmuel, if you hold Motzei Chol HaRaya all the time by any Suffolk moment, which is what Shmuel holds, then basically what? The mocher should have to prove that the sale was good. And what does Gemara say? Igiyo. That's why it's a kasha. The mocher should have to ring a raya, and that's against the din. The din says Igiyo, that's good. So therefore, that's what Tosfos brings a raya. The Gemara is assuming the lokeach has not yet paid. Okay? Pinchas, you got me?
Yeah.
In other words, you don't have to get finicky. You don't have to break it down like the Marshal did and say, there's a difference between Motzei Chol HaRaya. Just simple. Ein Hocham Amarachav is a manifestation of Motzei Chol HaRaya. That's all it means. So if it means Motzei Chol HaRaya, if you're of that opinion, then really what? The Mocher should what? The Mocher should be the Motzi. And prove that what? The Mocher should have to prove to get the money out of Lokeach's hand. Why do you say Higio, Poshin? Why do you say the sale's good? That the mocher wins. The mocher should have to prove that he should win. That's the kash on Shmuel.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
See, the Marshal breaks down that you could be finicky and say Motzei Chol HaRaya is Lamaisa. There's no doubt that Shmuel holds Ein Hocham Achan Rov, and therefore in the case of Suffolk, we hold Motzei Chol HaRaya. There's no doubt, everyone agrees with that. The Marshal says this, that phrase is inappropriate. in this particular sugya. The Maharsha says it is appropriate because we're not getting so finicky about it. We're just saying, whoever is the motzi has to prove it. And the sale is what? And here in this situation, you're golden basarov, you're saying the sale is good, and it's still a suffik, so that's against Shmuel. You follow what I'm saying? So that's the difference between the Maharsha and the Maharshal. Fine. That's the Maharsha number 19. 520. What's the answer of the Ramban to save Rashi, sover of the Kibbutz? Let's get it. You with me? What was the answer of the Ramban? Ramban's an ingenious answer. He says, Machlokes and Sugis. Beautiful. In our Sugis, according to Yochanan Bag Bagu, says, Ain Simfon Ba'avodim. Therefore, if you find list of Mizun or Mukhtav of Malchus, it's a good sale. You should sover the Kibbutz. Should have known about it. And what does Rabbi Yudim and Meserah say? No, there is Simfon Ba'avodim. If you find list of Mizun or Mukhtav of Malchus, the Mekach Tos, the Gemara Ba'avodim is going to Rabbi Yudim and Meserah. Straight up, Machlokes Tanoim. And we said, according to our Rebbe, Rabban Soloveitchik, you have to love the size, you go to a criminologist. How many Avada, how are the Avadim Lamaisa, the Gemoria? How is the Gemoria? How is the, no, the Gemoria with an elbow, the elbow, smooth the elbow. Yeah. You follow what I'm saying? You have to ask in love the size. 48% of the Avadim will be, is that enough to love the size and say they're all bad? You know? Like Rabban Soloveitchik, Machlokes Mitzias. But what do we gain with this Ramban? We're so happy. Because we said it's such a taina. Such a good time, but Bagas says no sinful in Babana. What do we respond back? No, there is a situation of it. You see what he says in Bab Basra. No, remember that? That's how we did Riku. If we didn't do a Riku, it's Svira. But we would have done a Riku. Okay? We would have done a Riku. We did a Riku Kirzavon, Shiloh, is it right or not? Shiloh, the Rumoy Dalamis. Okay, you ready?
Can we say the end of the remark?
Yes. Rashi, don't ask me a kasha from that Gemara that it says that it's a Mekach Tos, and Rashi says here it's Igiyo, because our sugya is going like Ben Bagla, there's no Simfon Ba'avodim. So it's Sover V'Kibo. You should have known about it. Therefore it's good. The Gemara Babasa that says Mekach Tos is going to be with Meser, that says there is a Simfon Ba'avodim. Please, I didn't write that as one of the questions. What does the word Simfon mean? Nullification. It's a word of receipt. A receipt nullifies a shtar. If I have a shtar, you owe me $100,000, but you have a receipt, it breaks it. Right? The word simfon means breaks it, breaks a sale. Rashi said it on the bottom there, simfon shover. I meant to ask him a question, I forgot to. Okay. You ready? You got it, Pinchas?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
This
is an answer for Rashi. That's Ramban's answer. But I'm saying what you gain from that is you could say, now what have you been to say? Responds back. Mm-hmm. He holds that there is. What's a machleim? Machleim mitzis? No, chas shalom. Lom decides it. Remember we always said in Ramban Soloveitchik, what do we say the two cases he says it by?
Zoology.
The shore is sure because Kashima or not? Go ask a zoologist. He'll tell you 50% of the shore. Does that deem them all, or do you need 51%? What was the other case? We always say Yushami and Shvish, whether Oris, rice, is rice ferment or not? Just go to the laboratory. 50% of the time it does. Does that deem it all the time, or does it not? Is it meaning done? Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says yes. Come say no. Let's go, guys. Okay? Neilech vamos. More, let's go. You ready? Okay. What about Yiddish? Weiter, no? Weiter, let's go onward. Yeah, I guess so. Weiter. Four languages. Okay, good. Four languages. Okay, weiter. What'd you say? The neighborhood, right? I took Spanish 2 years in high school. Also, I took a year here, too. Yeah. Dr. Dan Moore.
They don't know Spanish.
And the famous novel, Toromato, get in. Don Quixote. It's Don Quixote. But as a joke, I said Don Quixote. You know, to pronounce it literally, you know. It's Don Quixote, right? Okay, Viter. Famous novel. Okay, Viter, that's 20. 21. What's the issue of the Miri? What does the Miri say? Let's get the Miri. Miri says like this. The Miri says... Miri says, Lomais, I've said a drush in English and in Hebrew. I've said drush shirim. I never said a drush or shir in Spanish, okay, or Yiddish. Yiddish, I don't know well enough to say. What about Spanish? Probably not either. Okay, you ready? Let's go. The Miri says, how do you frame for the Miri? Miri says beautifully. Miri says that Gemara Baba is talking about you took an Evid from another city. Oh, he's from another city. You don't know. He might be a faker. It's a Mekach Tos. This city, we don't know if he's an armed robber, Mukhtav Lamachus. That's why it's a Mekach Tos. But in the same city, that's our sugya. Rashi's right. You know what you're dealing with in your own city. You bought him, you know what you're dealing with. I mean, unless you're totally out to lunch, right? So even if what? Even if you buy a shiv from another city, the Miri Aran, you can still eat truma. Until you know there's a problem, you don't have to assume there's a problem. You can still eat it. It's a dover that's not matsui, that you find a shiv from another city, and they turn out to be muhtav lamach, a list of mazin. So you can continue to eat. So that's the answer to the Miri. Okay, that's 22. So that's 21. 22. What's the issue of the Ravid to Miashiv Rashi? The Ravid says, the Gemara Baba Basra is talking about an ingenious pshat. What's the Ravid say? What does Hari Shochel of Anecha mean? We've normally said Hari Shochel of Anecha meant what? Men of Mekach Tos. No. Hari Shochel of Anecha means the Mocher talking to the Lokeach and says, you know what? Tough luck. It's yours. You know what you're getting into. Usually Hari Shochel of Anecha is the Lokeach, gives it back to the Mocher and says, this is yours, done. Mekach Tos. No, it means Pupfakir. It means the Mocher says to the Lokeach, you know what? You know what you're going to do. It's good. Done. So now that Gemara turns out to be a raya for Rashi, that the Mekach is always good. It's never a Mekach Tos. What was the Birkas of Rome on that? Birkas of Rome asked Akasha. He said, if they're both good, both the Reisha and Seifa, why do you use two different expressions? Higio in the Reisha, and Harishochel of Anach in the Seifa. So what was the Teretz we said? Higio means even Lechachil, it's good, because everyone knows the possible that he's a Ganav or a Kubi Yustus. But the sell a guy a list of Mizura Muchta Machas, come on, that's not right, Lechachila. But Yeva, the sale's good, but you're not acting Askahal. Askahal means Yiddish, you're not acting good. You have to clap Al Khay for doing that. You deceive the guy. Even though the sale Al Pidin is good. It's one thing to buy a Ganav or Kubiyus to buy a mass murderer. I mean, come on. Even though the sale's still good, that's why they use two different Lashinas.
Which one is Lechachila?
Higio, the Reisha, which is Ganav or Kubiyus. The safe is what? The safe is. Is listed Mazir and Muchtam Machas. That's already a mass murder. Forget about it.
That's Harish
Shechel. Yeah, that's Harish Shechel. Which shows us Asr L'Kalchila, but B'di Abed's Kosher. B'di Abed's good sale. That's 22, 23. What's a Chiddush of B'Kivegel Abed? Chiddush Trumel if Neshan Nassan Zadamim Fi Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Oh. So, according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, if the buyer hasn't yet given the money, what's the din? Again, what did Rabbeinu Eliyahu say, Rashi? If the buyer hasn't yet given money, what's the din? He could say to the mocher, what? He could say, take it back. So Rabbi Kivager says like this. He thinks that an Eved should not eat Truma until the buyer gives the money. If the buyer is not given the money, we're afraid about Simfon. Okay? So we said, according to Rabbi Kivager says the Gemara could have given another Nafkamina. If you say Simfon, you can't eat Truma until the Lokeach gives the money. If you hold Ula, then what? You can eat even before the guy gave the money, because you're no longer in the house. Remember that? Rabbi Kivager said the Gemara could have given another nafkamini. If you hold Simfon, if you haven't paid yet, you cannot eat. According to Ula, as long as you're out of the house, even though you haven't paid, you could eat. Okay, that answers number what? 23, 24. What does the Meiri say on Achilles Truma Lifnei Shenasan Es Adamim? What does the Miri say? There's a collector's item, we thought. A lo plug lakula. He said, you know you haven't given the money, you can still eat. Even if you chosh the simphone, lo plug, that we assume the rabbanon. Even though you chosh the simphone, lo asro la achilas shumun, it's lo plug rabbanon. Even according to Manon, it's chosh the simphone, they didn't asr. This is a lo plug lakula. The Gemara says, ain't simphone ba'avadim, black on white. That means there's no case of simphone ba'avadim. Even in a situation where there is a chash simphone, they did not asr. We saw that was a bit of a collector's item, because what we meant to say is that it's a low plug lakula. The Miri added a chiluk nosav. He says, if you buy the shiv in this city, it's not a mekach tos, you should have known about it. Buy it from another city, you could say, reshochel of anecha. But even according to that city, we said, the truma, you can still eat the truma. Remember we said you can still eat the truma until you find out about it. We said that earlier, yeah, with the Miri. Okay? That answers number what? 24.
Which
Nikuda
was added on
in
24?
The Miri.
Saying,
Miri said, "Lo plug lakula, lo plug lakula." We just pointed out that the Miri likes the heter so much that even according to Rashi, that when you buy it from another city, until you find out that they're muktav lamalchus, you can still feed a truma. They'll just point out the extra nakuda. Miri liked this chiluk lakula, even within that Rashi when he saved the Rashi. Okay, then that's number 24, 25. What are Rabbi Kivager saying in our sugya? Alachilas truma lechalek ben ish levin. So I think Pinchas said or Ben. Kivager says in our sugya different chiluk between an ishin and evid. By a woman, we are choshed to simphon. Because why? She has no chazaka that she had no mumen. Maybe she was born with mumen. We thought that was smack against Tysus, no? Tysus says, Rav Nashim don't have a mum, right?
Yeah.
No, but we said, Rav Kivir says, there's a mute of women that have a mum. So because of that mute, they can't, shouldn't eat truma. By an evidence, Chazakim Yikar, there's not an armed robber, Mukhtal Lamachus. So even though you can say, Arishach Lofanecha, that comes out that way, calls him out, we don't know, he's a bad guy, you can eat the truma. Based on what? There's a siruf. That is the chazaka that he's not an armed robber, muhtav lamachos, plus the fact rove of Adam are not armed robbers. You have a chazaka plus a rove. But by a woman, lamaisa, we're concerned. He's mechalakt in a woman and an evid. Okay? Mechalakt in a woman and an evid. A woman should not be able to eat. Yeah. Rabbi Kivik adds out, a woman should not be able to eat the chuma because there's a cheska, she's a pnuya. There's a cheska's isra of eating chuma too. And these two chazakas put them together. So we're chayshish of simfon.
By a woman, we still have a chashash of simfon. But by an
evan, yeah, evan we don't.
Why?
Because there's a very powerful chazaka that he's not a list of mizuin muktan, and also there's a rov that he's not.
Okay, and what is he trying to teach us?
He's trying to teach us that by there's no simfon by avadim. There's no simfon by avadim at all, so you don't have to worry about anything. Once you buy him, you're good. But by a woman, you can't wait. You have to wait till nisuin. A woman, you got to wait till nisuin, he claims.
Even before you pay, or?
What'd you say?
Even before you pay.
Even before you pay. By an evi, you don't have to worry about. A woman, you got to, right. By an evi, lamaisa, the payment, there's a chiluk. By a woman, you always have a concern. That's what I'm bringing out. But by an evi, lamaisa, we say there's a chazaka that he was not listed in nisuin, and there's also a row of lamaisa. Okay? Oh, you're telling me there's a chazaka, this or trum? Okay, chazaka, bitzad a chazaka. Rof of they're not listed mezunyan. Okay? He actually brings up the following, Shiloh. If you have a katana nesua, do you eat truma? Of course, right? Yes? A katana nesua, you truma. Why don't you worry about a chash that she's an islandess? With the fact she's a cheskes penuya, with the fact she's a chazaka, this is truma. Don't let her eat. You have three things. Maybe she's an islandess. She's a chazaka, she's a pnuya. Cheskes pnuya means there's a presumption that she's a pnuya, right? She didn't have a hat to trim as a basis. Well. Plus the fact there's a cheskes isser.
Isn't she in this? Why is it cheskes pnuya?
Cheskes pnuya means always the previous status in her life before she got married. But that previous status, she had no hat to eating truma.
Why don't we break the cheskes pnuya when she's married?
Yeah, isn't that broken?
We're not, but we're worried about that. Maybe the marriage is not good because it's mekachtal. So maybe she has a simfon. That's a shiloh.
When it comes to Evid, we're also dealing with a small mute. So why don't we always have that small mute in consideration?
Because you have a rov and a chazaka on the side of the Evid.
And by a woman?
By a woman, you have a cheskes pnuya. You have a cheskes pnuya. You also have a... by a woman, there's more of a concern. She has a cheskes pnuya. She has a cheskes sister too. She has a cheskes... You're saying, why don't you have a cheska of a previous status of the Evid too, you mean? It's a good time. It's a good tiny, I mean. Yeah, but there was no cheskes pnuya in the maisa. The cheskes pnuya was there was a ram robber. There never is a shiloh of a ram robber. So there's no shiloh of a previous status of an evid.
Why?
Because we never assume he's an armed robber, ever. So you bought the guy, he's yours.
No,
nothing to be concerned about that. Like armed robber's too much. Rove people are not armed robbers. Rove of Adam. You're right. That's true, but there's nothing putting me in jeopardy of my purchase. There's no, the only mekhtaz is that you follow me. Here the mekhtaz is the woman has a blemish, so Kedusha goes up and smokes. There's more of a reason to say this cheskes pnuya. You don't have a reason to say cheskes previous status of an evid. Because no reason to say the purchase is in jeopardy. You know, you hear what I'm saying? Well, there's a shtickler here, guys. Okay, we're working. That answers number what? Number 25. So it seems like the Rabbi Kivager in Ksubis was talking about evid, right? And the Rabbi Kivager by us. Distinguishing, it's not a steer of a kivager, he just points out the difference in Evan and Isha. Okay? You ready, Simi? Let's go. Number 26. Let's go, guys. 26. Okay? The man Echaku Rishonim, Belokach Behema Mechavero, Venimsa Shaisa Trefa Machma Sirka. Oh, you buy a Behema from a friend, real friend. Turns out there's a Sirka on the lung. So you spend $300 on a steer, and it turns out to be you can't eat it, it's a Trefa. Is that a mekachtos or not? So the Russian Chulin, third parak simul amadakos Rabbi Ephraim and the Baal Itter say it's not a mekachtos. It's a very common thing, and the guy should have said the lokech, should have made a condition that I'm buying this on a condition, not a trefa. Since you did not make the tithe, the sale's good no matter what. The Rosh quotes B'Shem the Ramban. I'm sorry, It's a Mekach Tos. He can claim Mekach Tos, the buyer. And he brings a Raya from our Gemara. From the Gemara of Babas, it's also our Gemara, of if you find an Eved, if you buy an Eved, it finds out to be a guy of a Kuliustus, what was the Psak? What was the Psak in the Resha? No, that was the Seifa. Mukhtav Lamachlis means Harishachal of an Mekach Tos. The Resha is Higio, that it's a good sale. So what's the case in a good sale? Why is it a good sale? Because all the Avadim are Ganavim could be Eustaces. Yeah? Mashmir, if only if Rove of them were, it would be a Mekach Tos. It has to be all. Remember the Maskanas of Gemara? How did the Gemara save Shmuel? It said it's not Rove, it's Kol. Every single Evan you find is a Ganavim could be Eustace. No exceptions. Amazing thing. Mashmir was a Rove, it would not be enough, and therefore it would be a Mekach Tos. Even though the Lokeach did not make it tonight. You see, the Gemara is calling it a Mekach Tos, even though the guy didn't make it tonight.
But if it was a Rove?
No, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said it's a Mekach Tos only because why? No, the Gemara said it was a what? It said Igio. Only, why did it say Igio?
Because it was a Kol.
Because it was Kol, correct. But it was Rove, it would have been a Mekach Tos. Would have been.
Even without it
tonight. So you see Mamash against this Gemara. See, Mamish against the Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Baal Yitr. So that answers number what? Number 26. 27. What did the Machan Ephraim say on this Machlaikis? Machan Ephraim said, I don't understand the Ramban. I mean, the Rosh and the Ramban, the second Shita. Look at Rabbeinu Eliyahu. What did Rabbeinu Eliyahu say? How did Rabbeinu Eliyahu save Rashi? That he haven't given over the money yet.
Yeah.
So that's why what? That's why he can back out, even without it tonight. You don't have to make it tonight if you didn't give out the money. So don't bring me a riot from that Gemara. Because that Gemara said, Beferish, that it was a good sale. Gemara, remember he said it was symmetry? You need symmetry between the Resha and the Seifa? Yeah? So maybe in both cases you didn't give the money. So that Gemara says you don't have to make it tonight to claim Mekach Tos. That's if you didn't give the money yet. But if you gave the money, and that was the case of the Ramban, with the buying it from your friend, the animal. If he gave the money, yeah, you better believe you, if you to claim Mekach Tos, you better have made it tonight. That's the Machan Ephraim's Kasha. And he points out a Gemara in Bukhari stuff, Yigimlin Beis, that says when you buy a lot of chafatzim from a goy, and you find that there was a getchka in there. What's a getchka? One of the pieces in there was an idol. So Gemara says, if you didn't give the money, it's a Mekach Tos. If you gave the money already, it's yours. And you have to throw everything out. You have to throw the Avodah Zarah to Yonukhanel Yamamel. Bukhari Shid Gimel and Beis. Why do you have to do that? Because if you gave the money, you must have looked into it. You didn't care. It's not a Mekach Tos. You should have made it tonight. Once you give the money, you got to make it tonight. So the Machan Ephraim is a very strong kasha on the sheet of who? On the sheet of the Rosh and the Ramban. It's no riot off from our Gemara. If you learn like Rabbeinu Eliyahu. So how do we answer that? You remember that? We thought it was the Ramban Lishitaso. Because what does the Ramban Lishitoso say? The Ramban Lishitoso said it's a machlokes in sugyas. Sugyas chalukas, yes?
Yeah.
So, Lamaisa, the Ramban Lamaisa would say the Ramban had a different yishuv for Rashi, not Rabbeinu Eliyahu's yishuv. So the Ramban would say, that chiluk you're making between giving the money or not, it doesn't hold water to me. Because I had a different way I solved Rashi. I said it was a machlokes in sugyas. So Mamela, I'll stick to my guns. And I do bring a riot from my Gemara. And don't give me the fact that Gemara's talking about with Lokeach didn't buy the money. That's you, Rabbeinu Eliyahu, that saved Rashi. I saved Rashi in a different way. That was on Machlokas and Sugyas. You don't have to make it okimto over there that he didn't give the money yet. He gave the money yet. But that's according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Sin. It says there's Simfon Bavadim. Our Gemara's like Ben Bagbag, well, there's no Simfon Bavadim, right? That's what we wanted to say. Please get that down. That's what we wanted to say. They confirmed for that. Okay. Very good. That's answer 27. Lastly, number 28. Number 28, guys, let's go. You ready? What is the Psak Halacha on the whole shahil of B'Eris and Nisun Osa or Eris and Osa? What's the Psak Halacha? So we said as follows. We said that Rov Rishonim, the Rambam, the Chosish Spirit, Gid Halacha Aleph, the Rosh in Simon Yud Zayin, the Ran, Vov and Abdul Meskan, Shulchan Aruch, Simon and Esef Aleph, he said, near from the Divrei, from the Rabbeinu Nissim Gon, the Rif. And we said, All these Rishonim say, what's the din? Bias Eris and Osa. Done. Rov Shitas. Okay? Done. Bias Eris and Osa. What was the Raya? Abaye v'Rav, who started off from the Abaye quote of the Mishnah Ksubas. Rav quote of the Mishnah, he was trying to be a Rav. Bias Eris and Osa. Rav Nachman Yitzchak and Ravina, when they slug it up, are trying to slug up the sheet that are trying to bring Rabbi Bias Nesuin Osa. So you see the Mahalach of all the Amorim was B.I. Eris and Osa. That's what we want in the Taina. However, the Ma'ari Be'Rav says, no, it's a Sveikid Adina. So you buy the Lo'ifshita, more never answered it. So you go to Chumra. Yisr, you go to Chumra, and you have to do, if you do Bia, you have to do Nesuin again, you have to do Nesuin, you have to Machzor to the Chuppah. And for Momenis, if you have Bia, you don't have to yet pay her yet. Not until you do a full fudge and suin. That was the sheet of the Ma'ari B'Rav.
What was that?
Yeah, the Ma'ari B'Rav says it's a Yibayat L'Ivshito, so you have to be Machmer in both directions. By Yisurim, if you have Bia with you, you have to do Chuppah. And by Momenis, you don't have to pay until you actually do a Nesuin. You don't have to give her Mizonos until the actual Nesuin. But the Psak is Yibayat L'Ivshito, it's Mitam Sofik. Whereas according to the first mile, it's Rov Rishon, Paskin definitively, Bia is Eris and Osa. Okay? Fine. And then there's a third sheet. What'd you say?
What was the raya for the Rishonim?
You tell me. Abai brought a raya from the Mishnah in Ksubis. Rava brought a Mishnah needed. What was the raya in the beginning of the Gemara, the Tashmaz and Yudam Avraham and Yudam Beis, that B is Erison also. And then Rav Nachman Yitzchak and Ravina, when they slug up the raya, they're trying to slug up the raya, the one who says B a what? Is the Suin also. So you see, they also are trying to save that opinion, B.A. Rasinosa. That's the Mahalach of the Amoroim. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
The Ma'ari B'Rav says, Fekidina, there's a third Shita, the Shita Lonor Lami. Please get it. He says, Gufat Samachlega Zamoroim. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda holds. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda holds. B is Nesuinosa. And Ula is of the opinion he holds that B is Erisinosa. So Gufet Samachlei Zamaran. That's what comes out from the Cheshbon of the Shita Lo Noda L'Mi.
Where was Shmuel
Shmuel Bar Yehuda was in Ksubis, who said Simphon. Okay. He's the one who said Simphon. So if you hold Simphon, then you hold Bia's Nesuinosa. If you hold Ula, then you hold Bia's Erisinosa. That's what comes out according to the Shita Lo Noda L'Mi, Dirmasko Ketani. Okay? It was a pleasure teaching you guys this year. You guys have all atzlochet, good health and finals, and do very good in everything, in all your endeavors. And we'll have the bechina tomorrow at 10 o'clock, right? We'll have a quick on the chumash, okay. On the parsha, and then we'll have the bechina. Okay? And everyone's welcome to come in June. What are the first day of June is, I don't know. Shavuos, like, is it before Shavuos or after Shavuos? The June's month. Shavuos is like June 1st. Yeah, I get the June's when I probably start June 5th, something like that. So we'll have shir from 12 to 1 Monday through Thursday, not on Sunday.